Welcome back to the Teach Outdoors podcast. I'm your host, Lauren McLean, and we have an exciting episode for you today. We'll be diving into a rainy week of explorations with our grade 2-3 class. We'll discuss how we prepared for the rain and what we noticed on a rainy autumn nature walk and the math and science activities we engaged in. So grab your raincoats and let's get ready for an adventure. Before we dig in, I wanted to quickly share about the Nature's Path, a year of monthly sparks. This is a professional development series that many schools in British Columbia, Canada, as well as other provinces, have begun participating in. In essence, you receive a 5 to 7 minute PowerPoint presentation that is recorded. In this video, it goes through the monthly themes that I use for our outdoor classroom. It suggests different picture books, as well as a nature walk activity, a sit spot prompt, and what to ask during your circle reflections, as well as a few different activities that are all related to our curricular content areas. We also go into some specific nature knowledge. We discuss a local bird, as well as a tree or plant. We talk about how to identify it, some fun facts, as well, again, how to incorporate this knowledge into your explorations with your students. You also receive worksheets that you can download every month. These have been really helpful for educators as they feel they can more easily take their learners outside with intentionality. If you'd like to learn more information, please visit teachoutdoors.ca and you can find it under the workshop tab. You can also email me, lauren@teachoutdoors.ca, to get more information. Welcome to Teach Outdoors, the podcast that brings you inspiration and ideas for taking your teaching outside. Together, we'll explore the benefits of learning outside the classroom, share tips and tricks for successful outdoor teaching, and hear from educators who are making a difference in the lives of their students through outdoor experiences. Join us as we dive into the world of teaching outdoors and discover new ways to engage and inspire the next generation. I'm Lauren McLean, mother of two young ones, author of Me and My Sit Spot, teacher, and outdoor classroom enthusiast. I'm grateful to be living, learning, playing, and raising my family on the traditional and unceded lands, waters, and skies of the Kuikwitlam First Peoples. Our rainy week of explorations began with careful preparation. When we met up with our students, we made sure everyone had proper rain gear, such as rain boots, raincoats, and layers to stay warm and comfortable. We discussed the importance of staying safe and comfortable while exploring in nature, even with less than ideal weather conditions. We also took the opportunity to talk about the different types of precipitation, like rain, and how it forms in the atmosphere. Once we were all geared up, we set off on a nature walk. As we stepped outside, we immediately noticed the fresh smell of rain and the crisp autumn air. The rain had transformed the familiar landscape and everything seemed vibrant and alive. It was fascinating to observe how the raindrops played a role in shaping the environment. We noticed how the rainwater interacted with different surfaces like leaves and rocks. We talked about the importance of rain in providing water for plants and animals, as well as how it contributes to the overall ecosystem. Then we began to incorporate math and science activities to help deepen our students' understanding of these concepts. For instance, we set up rain gauges to measure the amount of rainfall during the week. This activity not only helped our students learn about precipitation, but it also introduced them to data collection and analysis. We also set up a rainfall rate experiment. Using raindrop catchers, we measured the time it took for a certain volume of rainwater to collect. By calculating the amount of time it took a specific quantity of water, we were able to estimate the rainfall rate in millimeters per hour. Now, needless to say, this was done in a small group environment. It's fantastic how we can integrate math and science into our outdoor explorations. We also explored the impact of rain on soil erosion. Our students had the chance to observe how water flowing down slopes affected the soil, and we discussed the importance of preventing erosion through practices such as planting ground-covering plants. It was such a wonderful opportunity for our students to learn about natural processes and the role they play in shaping our environment By experiencing these firsthand, they were able to connect theory with reality in a meaningful way. I'm going to move on to some more detailed examples of our lesson plans and the flow of our day on these rainy days. As always, when we first go outside, we begin with movement so our learners have a chance to follow their passions, run around, and release some excess energy. On these rainy days, this can include jumping in puddles with the understanding that if you do not want to get splashed, that you would play in a different area without puddles. After a few minutes of unstructured playtime, we meet to talk about what we're interested in observing on our nature walk. Because of the heavy rainfall, our learners were excited to look at the trail and pathway of the many streams that the water was taking along the gravel path. So as we were walking around the outside of our soccer field, we noticed when the stream got wider, almost 5 inches wide, then how the water would split into two pathways, and even sometimes the rainy trails would just disappear into the grass field. These are times when we would stop and talk about the different layers of the ground and what happens to water as it's sinking into the ground. Other days on our nature walk, we noticed that a lot of earthworms were out. So this naturally led us to questioning where they were and how we might help them survive the downpour. After our nature walk, we would meet in circle to reflect and consolidate our observations. We also use this time to make a plan for what activities we want to participate in. Other days, we would even use circle to share a few pages of a picture book. Now, I'm not actually bringing the picture book out with me on these really rainy days. What I do is I take a photocopy of the title page and maybe one or two of the interior pages, and I put them into those clear covers, the magazine type of covers, so that they are semi-waterproof. We would read books such as Float by Daniel Mayaris, I hope I'm pronouncing that name right, or Worm Weather by Jean Taft. After we read Float, for example, the learners collected different natural materials and we used twine to tie them together and then test whether they floated or not in large puddles. After reading Worm Weather, we went around to observe where the worms were and then mapped where we found them. Some of our other favorite activities for rainy days were collecting raindrops on a piece of blue construction paper. We have a really small undercover area near our gymnasium. This is where we meet on our or after our nature walk to circle, and then I handed the paper out to every learner. Then they would go out into the rain to collect some raindrops on their construction paper and then walk back to the undercover area to then count how many raindrops were on their paper. This activity was so popular and exciting. It seems so simple, but it kept the learners moving and walking back and forth. It also encouraged lots of mathematical connections relating to our counting collection activity, because they had to group the raindrops, count the raindrops one by one, and then we used those same pieces of blue construction paper to then make different shapes. So some of the learners just ripped the paper with their bare hands, while others used scissors to make wobbly shapes. The challenge was to then go find your puddle twin. So imagine every learner has a different shape, a different blue shape, and then they're going out and wandering around on the blacktop paved area or the gravel path or even on the grass soccer field to compare and contrast the size and shape of the puddles versus the size and shape of their blue construction paper blobs. The last activity I want to share with you from this week of rainy explorations was making different forest recipes. Now, our school doesn't have a quote-unquote official mud kitchen, but we do have many green belt spaces that we can explore in. So we talked about what makes a recipe and what vocabulary we could use while making a forest recipe. So words like stir or mix or fold in or chop. And then we talked about the elements of measurement. When we talk about measurement, we always need to make sure we have a number and a unit. So I can't just say add 5 to the bowl. I need to say add 5 scoops or add 5 sticks to the bowl. This gives the number a context that everyone can understand. Now, not only was this activity imaginative and creative, but it also incorporated these mathematical skills into our playtime. Some learners created recipes for forest gnomes. So I'm going to read the recipe card right now, which says forest gnome recipe. Number one, start with three sticks the size of your hand. Number two, add four handfuls of dirt. Number three, then add a pinch of rocks. And number four, fold in two Douglas fir cones. Number five, mix for 1 minute until soft. And voila, your forest gnome can enjoy a delicious meal. Now, after our activities came to a close, we always meet in circle to reflect on our outdoor adventures before going to visit our sit spot. Some days we bring a nature journal and field guide to our sit spot, but not always. This week was our first really rainy week, so I encourage the learners to either stand at their sit spot, kneel, or find a new comfortable place where they could visit for just 2 minutes and consider how the rain changed their perspective of our outdoor classroom. We did not reflect in our nature journals on this rainy day, but I'm not opposed to bringing those materials outside. It just didn't happen this time. After our sit spots, we returned back to our school to get changed into our inside shoes, hang up our rain gear, and then we did our nature journals at our tables. I do want to say that it's important to note that rainy days can be just as educational and engaging as sunny ones. Exploring nature in the rain does encourage a deeper understanding and appreciation of our environment. Plus, I find it really does add an element of fun and adventure to our learning experience. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and review on Apple Podcasts. You can also check out the teachoutdoors.ca website to learn more about the new Nature Classroom podcast series. It is a paid podcast series where there are 6 episodes ranging from how to set up nature routines, expectations, math connections, and social emotional learning development. Each episode has many downloadable resources for you to print and use outdoors with your learners. I'm so happy to see how many people have registered and providing wonderful feedback so far. Keep exploring, stay curious, and tune in for more adventures. As always, I'll end with the beautiful song by Brandon Grant called From the Trees.
I start on my paw, I look around to find a spot that I can call home for a while. Walking slowly, I feel so calm. I find a spot where nature opens up her arms for me to breathe. I see the stories I can learn from the trees. The feeling, the touch of gentle breeze, knowing the land around me brings me peace. Watching the world around me sets me free. I feel the sunshine kiss my skin. I hear all of the birds singing from within. I get familiar with my space. I now know how every part fits in every place for me to breathe. I see the stories I can learn from the trees. The feeling, the touch of gentle breeze, knowing the land around me brings me peace. Watching the world around me sets me. I go to visit in morning, in sunshine and the rain, to see what's different and notice
the things that stay the same. I get to know my teacher, the spot that gives me health. To get to know the land is to get to know yourself. To breathe, I see the stories I can learn from the trees. The feeling, the touch of gentle breeze. Knowing the land around me brings me peace. Watching the world around me sets me free.